The federal government is looking into keeping a treatment facility for nuclear waste in eastern Idaho online longer than previously expected. Matt Gillum has more.
Waste treatment operations at the Idaho National Lab were set to wrap up this year. It was going to shut down after it finished processing waste from the state. Now, federal officials are thinking about keeping it open to deal with nuclear waste from around the nation. The Idaho facility specializes in dealing with material items contaminated with radiation, as opposed to Eastern Washington's Hanford facility. That plant mostly handles liquid radioactive and toxic wastes. Eventually, materials that are handled at the facilities are shipped to New Mexico for permanent disposal. Keeping the plant open to process waste from Washington and other states presents a problem. A 1995 deal with the Energy Department says the agency can only bring so much waste into Idaho, and that has to be treated within 6 months. It then has to be removed from the state within 6 months of being processed. That agreed-upon timeline presents a problem since there's a backlog at the INL facility from a 2014 contamination incident. The Department of Energy has been in talks with Idaho Attorney General Lawrence Wasdin about extending the life of the plant. He said he's open to the idea, so long as any plan conforms to the terms of the 1995 agreement. Matt Gillum, Boise State Public Radio News.